great round today. Just, thank you. Welcome back as you're defending this week. It has to feel good to get off to this great start.
Yeah, it is a good start. You know, we had great conditions today, soft conditions. Wind was a little bit out of the northwest, which has been different than the practice rounds. But, yeah, good solid start. Played well. Had a couple more opportunities I wish I could have taken advantage of. But all in all, good day.
Heard you got a new putting coach. How's that going?
Oh, geez. Have you ever heard of a guy named Al Pollock as a putting coach? No, I didn't think so either. But it never materialized. It never got going. I fired him before before we even got started.
You're bad.
Oh, shit.
A day like today where that wind was coming out of and the course playing longer, did it make it more difficult mentally or physically?
You know, yeah, there were some holes that definitely played longer. You know, 18, 9, the holes that all came back this way towards the clubhouse, and 8. Yeah, and if you didn't hit the fairway, you're back there a long ways, you know. So you really had to get it in the fairway or first cut or something like that on some of the holes. But, yeah, it was a challenge. Scores aren't great, you know, as always around here. It's tough to get it going a lot under par, but I'm happy with what I did and can go to the range, try to work on a few things and clean some shots up.
How much has your experience playing here having success, Steve, kind of lean towards your stretch run here tomorrow?
Yeah, you know, I have a lot of confidence going around here. I enjoy being here. You know, I have, you know, a pretty good idea how to play the course. You know, I've seen a bunch of different wind conditions here, different firmness conditions. You know, it's soft this year. You know, other years it's been very hard. So you can, you know, you can keep the ball on the green out of the rough this year. Some years you can't, so because it's so firm. But this year being soft, you know, you can stop it out of the rough. So I've seen it all and seen a lot of different conditions, and I feel good, you know, going around here. And it's just trying to manage my game, I think, more than anything. It's trying to, put together good swings and good putts.
Danny?
How much do you think yesterday's rain had an impact on softening this place up in comparison with the wind today?
I think it was, I got in Tuesday, played. It was kind of soft then, too. I don't know if yesterday, I mean, obviously it softened it up a little bit more, but it was soft, you know, when we first got here on Tuesday. But I imagine, you know, with the conditions going to be the way they are going forward, you know, it's going to be warmer, a little less wind. Maybe we'll see some firmer conditions. I don't know. You know, we'll wait and see. But it's in great shape, though.
Ryan?
You spoke yesterday about your putter. How did you feel today?
Yeah, it was okay. Had some putts that I could have made or made better efforts at, and made a couple of nice putts. But you know, it wasn't bad. It wasn't great. It wasn't bad.
Your group for today, all three of you have won at this course. I can't imagine that happens all too often that you're in the same group. How cool is that?
Yeah, very cool. And we all got off to a good start too. We all birdied the first hole, and I think we all birdied the second hole, and It was fun to play with those guys, you know, Hall of Fame guys, and you know, friends throughout the years. You know, we played a lot of golf together and seen each other a lot over the years. So it was a good grouping.
Dan, you had mentioned yesterday the pressure that you were putting on yourself heading into this weekend. Did you feel that today, or is that one of those deals where the second you step on the course, you're just focused on your game and you don't really focus on it?
Yeah, a little bit of both, I think. You know, I feel the pressure to play well here, try to win. I haven't won this year, so I want to do that before the year's out. And but once I get inside the ropes, I always feel a little bit more at ease and more comfortable. And so hopefully that continues and string together three more good rounds.
Where are you going fishing next week?
I got next week off, anniversary week, and then going to go to Canada, up to Eagle Lake in Ontario.
For
Muskie.
Muskie.
Yeah.
Last one.
Did you go over your birdies on 1 and 2?
Yeah, one hit a 3-wood in the fairway, hit a wedge from 121 to about 7-8 feet. And then number two drove it in the fairway, hit a 3-wood in the center of the green, and two putted from probably about 35 feet.
Awesome.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay. 16.